Geek Radio Daily for Monday, August 3rd. No?
August 10th.
August 10th? 2009? All the geek and I have my days wrong? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you're off by a week.
Crazy. I don't understand.
Welcome to the future.
I don't know what to do with myself. Maybe I should kick back and relax being Billy Flynn.
Your game is way on, baby.
Just my calendars are
way off.
That's the only problem. But look at you. You know what day it is. You know how to fix all these things. That's what makes you Flintstress.
Grandma Nerd say what? Grandma Nerd say what?
What?
Up in the hizzy. This date, 1846, the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. was established. And, of course, they put the Ark of the Covenant in a big old warehouse much, much later.
Wow. And this day in 1869, O.B. Brown patented the motion picture projector.
Good, because without it...
No movies.
No, it wouldn't be motion anyway. 1885, Leo Daft opened America's first commercially operated electric streetcar in a little place called Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. In 1960, an ejected space capsule from Discoverer 13 was recovered when it returned from orbit. First human-made object recovered from space.
Aw, that's awesome. This date in 2003, Yuri Malenchenko became the first person to marry in space.
I can only assume who he was marrying and was then, on Earth.
an Orion slave girl, I think.
Maybe.
Possibly. Happy birthday's going out today to Claudia Christensen. She's 44. That's Susan Ivanova in Babylon 5.
I have Antonio Banderas. 48.
Mr. Banderas, can you help us? Rosanna Arquette is 50. That, of course, is, she's sister to Patricia Arquette. She's been in many, many things. Desperately Seeking Susan, the Monkey Songs.
I've got country singer and famous sausage man, Jimmy Dean, turning 81 today.
Okay.
I didn't mean that to sound
No,
dirty.
That's fine. Pete Docter is 51, writer for Pixar. He wrote Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc.
I have Bobby Hatfield of The Righteous Brothers. It's 68.
Oh, go Bobby. Some people no longer with us, but their birthdays. Jeff Corey, born in 1914. He was just on Babylon 5. We don't have him anymore, nor do we have Noah Beery Jr. From Jimmy Rockford, the Rockford Files dad. Jackie Haley, the Tin Man, was born in 1898.
Wow.
So, wow, yeah. It puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
31st President Herbert Hoover. Missed him.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I missed Hoover because I'm still mad at him for what he did.
Oh, snap.
I don't know what he did. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Maybe we can learn about it tonight on Something on Television. Huh? Segways, kids. They're fun.
For professionals.
Tonight, ABC, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Huh?
Regis is back.
Regis is back, and he's asking that immortal question if that's your final answer or something. Dating in the Dark, 6 more people move in, which means I don't have any idea how this show works at all. Because more people can come in now.
They can sneak in the dark and no one would see.
How would they know?
CBS has reruns, so they're not even trying. How I Met Your Mother and Rules of Engagement.
Fox has the Teen Choice Awards 2009.
Oh, goodness. Sparkly Vampires.
Don't. You have no right.
NBC.
Thank you.
Great American Road Trip. They go to Vegas, baby. And Law and Order.
Yes.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
AMC American Movie Classic showing Message in a Bottle. I preferred it as a song by The Police because then it was over in 3.5 minutes.
Bravo has Kathy Griffin's Life on the D-List. She's hilarious.
She is. Country Music Television showing Cannonball Run 2 yet again because you can't go wrong. More Jackie Chan goodness. Sure, there's other people in it, but Jackie Chan's in it.
Of course. On FX, we have White Chicks.
Oh,
gosh, the Wayans brothers. Yeah, but there were like 2 funny moments in that movie.
Still, it's racist and offensive. Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager. Adrian pushes George and Anne together. Make it or break it, it's a send-off party. Hey.
On TNT, we have The Closer. And Raising the Bar. Zach Morris, where you at?
I'm over here making objections. Sci-Fi Channel, Next Generation Marathon, including Darmok, which is a fantastic episode. USA with WWE Monday Night Raw, but if I'm watching anything tonight, it's on the Chiller Network, because after their bomber goes down, Allied forces must confront huge stone gargoyles brought to life by the Nazis. Tonight,
what?
Joe Penny stars in Reign of the Gargoyles.
Da, da, da.
I need the gargoyles sound like from the Disney show. Did you ever watch the Disney show Gargoyles?
Nope.
Cartoon? Oh, it was awesome. You would have really liked that.
Oh, where like the gargoyles came to life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, you're just watching a cartoon of, hey,
rocks.
Look, he's still sitting on a building. He hasn't moved.
See, I swear he's looking at me.
Exactly. See, you're a little more awake now. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
You just see, you're feeling much better, aren't you?
No blasted lettuce today.
Not a single solitary one. So that makes that pretty easy.
Everybody else was traveling over the weekend, so
apparently so, because the roads were kind of packed this weekend.
Yeah,
lots
of folks were out there in full effect.
Because what did everyone go see the Star Trek exhibit? I have no idea.
We didn't see them at the Franklin Institute.
No, well, they must have went. You know how it was spaced out. We went to the wrong showing. If we'd been to the other showing, we would have seen everybody.
Or they were cloaked.
That could have been. They could have been. So next time we need to coordinate our efforts better. So next time you're going to go on a road trip on the weekend that we're going as well, we should find out, coordinate. Maybe we're going someplace cool. You can do that by dropping a letter to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Monday, of course, being a day that we're going to be checking your box office results, that and a look at your geekified news coming up this Monday, not August 3rd.
August 10th.
Edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Get your geek on in a Geek Label t-shirt. Shirts for gamers, geeks, and tech heads. If you like games, movies, computers, or comics, we've got your new t-shirt waiting for you. Let Geek Label change your life. You can go from...
Oh, hell no.
To...
Oh, hell yeah!
In the blink of a t-shirt! And the best part, every design is available in all kinds of silky, smooth colors and shirt styles. Short and long sleeve tees, and for the ladies, ooh, ringers, raglans, ladies tees, even spaghetti strap tees. Feel fly, walk tall, be irresistible to the opposite sex. Alright, even we can't do all that. Hundreds of designs and they're all off the hook, yo. You pick the style, you pick the color, we do the rest. Cause that's how we roll. Get your geek on at Geek Label. That's one word, geeklabel.com.
This is Cor Nemec, and since you can't get Parker Lewis on DVD, which really sucks, you can listen to Geek Label Radio instead. Because it's the bomb. Coolness.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, August 10th, 2009. All the geek, and no, this isn't a flashback.
I'm confused.
Apparently, the fine folks at Kingfish is running a big old sale over at Geek Label.
Yeah, they did have selective styles for $10, so that was kind of cool.
$10?
Yes.
That's crazy.
If it had been 15 bucks.
Oh, see, that would have been something
you
special.
Been ready.
15 bucks, little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
That's not even 15.
Thank you, because I would have to push the button again. No, they're just $10. You should take your happy little hands over there and go look, because there are some fine quality shirts that are still there that you can grab. And, you know, I say you snatch them up now, because they're mine still work. My shirts have not, like, you know, imploded, caught fire, you know, gone bad, spoiled, any of that stuff. So, yeah, check that out. I think you will be pretty impressed.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
And it might have, too, because it's the weekend and people couldn't have been just everywhere that we were, because we weren't at the movies, so maybe some of you went there.
Yeah, quite a few people went to the movies. Starting at number 10, we have 500 Days of Summer. That's,
which we still have to see.
Right, that's the one with, what's his name from Third Rock from the Sun? It made
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
$3,725,000. Actually, up from last week.
Exactly. Been more theaters this week and everything, too.
Oh, that's right. It's still me.
It's still
number
you.
Number 9 was Orphan, that creepy movie with that, like, weird kid.
Yeah, you know, yeah. She likes killing people. Who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't? What was that movie that scared me? The Omen?
The Omen, yes.
Oh, yeah, no. Number 8, we have Aliens in the Attic from Fox. Made $4 million.
Why not?
You know, kids, sure. Where are they going to be?
If they put it in 3D, who knows? It might still be making all the big money right
still
now.
Still have. Number 7, A Perfect Getaway.
You thought Hawaii was beautiful? No, you could get killed.
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich.
Did I get even close with that? Yeah, not sort of, too bad, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Made $5,765,000. And at number 6, we had, still around, The Ugly Truth. With Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl, you can shut the hell up about things being offensive to women, because you're in this movie.
Yeah. Well, $7 million it made, so hopefully it's going away soon.
Hopefully. Number 5, last week's number 1. How's that for a drop? Funny People. $7.8 million. It's down 65% over last week. It's made $40 million over 2 weeks and a budget of $75. It'll make it back, but people were thinking this was a laugh riot comedy and sort of surprised to find that there's a story with a bit of drama and heart to it. Number 4, last week's number 2, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, pulls in another $8.8 million, dropped another 50% from last week. Now get this, it's in almost 1,000 theaters less, so now it's only playing in 3,400 theaters. What? Wow. $273 million over 4 weeks, which made its money. G-Force, it did not move. Last week's number three, this week's number three. $9.8 million, it's made 86 in 3 weeks. No word on the budget. Julia versus, no, Julie and Julia.
Not versus.
Versus two women enter, one woman leaves. The story of a woman inspired by Julia Childs with Meryl Streep as Julia Childs, and why not, made $20 million its opening weekend. That's half of its budget right there.
Yeah,
and
looks cute.
It's good counter-programming to the number one movie in America, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, making $56.2 million, which apparently is a record for August for how much money you can make. It's a budget of $175 million. We'll see if it's got that kind of legs.
Yeah.
No idea if it does or not. There's not going to be a 3D version coming out with special power suit giveaways, so... and you know, the opening night thing, the next morning Rotten Tomatoes, the rating was at 50% after the midnight showing.
And usually people who go to midnight shows are either like really big fans
like
or
stuff.
Yeah.
So basically there's a very real possibility that the G.I. Joe movie sucks, and you know, now you know, knowing half the battles.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
I can't wait for Slinky the movie.
Geek news! You threw me off.
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. I don't see how. Let's see. Lewis Lederer, who directed The Incredible Hulk, is talking about Marvel's new plan. He says so far he's contracted to do one more film with Marvel. But here's what he would like to see happen. He's proposing a pitch to Marvel for the Avengers movie that you do four movies.
Okay.
Each by a different director. That basically is one overall storyline, each focusing on a different aspect of the team, and do all this, release all these movies, in one summer. There's no way in hell that would ever happen.
No.
But
the budget
just,
alone.
It just reminds me too much of the big summer event things where, ooh, get all the different annuals. All the annuals would tell stories in Marvel. It sounds kind of like that. And from that aspect alone, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen, especially since his movie didn't exactly set the world on fire. So, but there, you know.
Well,
that.
Maybe he had help coming up with that idea from a dog.
What, huh?
Dogs, it turns out, are smarter than we think. Some dogs can be as smart as your average two-year-old child. So those of you out there with your toddler running around, yeah, your dog probably is smarter. They can understand up to 250 words and gestures. That's like at the highest end. Count up to five and perform some simple arithmetic.
Wait, I've never heard a dog count in my life.
Well, you know, like with your paws, like one,
two,
row, Raggy.
Okay.
Top of the class, Border Collie. So, you know, they
go
made
Lassie.
The grade. Followed by Poodle, German Shepherd, and Golden Retriever. Those are also high up there. Bottom of the pack, the dummies. We have the Afghan Hound. That's the one with, like, those really long hair. Least intelligent. Can't pronounce number two. Number three, Bulldog. Number four, Chow Chow. So, our dog, Beagle, was on the list of dumbest.
I think I can believe that one easily. Let's see. What do you call it? Red Dawn remake is moving forward. In fact, now we actually have some casting news. We've casted some of our Wolverines! Josh Hutcherson, the kid from Journey to the Center of the Earth, is going to play the C. Thomas Howell role. Isabel Lucas from Revenge of the Fallen, you know, the one that tries to seduce Shia LaBeouf. Her. She's going to play the Leah Thompson role. Edwin Hodge from Mental is going to play the Brad Savage role, who nobody remembers. Connor Cruz, yeah, the son of Tom Cruise, playing Daryl, a role originated by Darnay Dalton, who nobody seems to remember, but that's the mayor's son, the youngest Wolverine. And yeah, it's moving forward, and they all look so adorable and CW. I don't know how in the world they're possibly going to look gruff enough to be survivalists out in the world. But yes, the Red Dawn remake moving forward.
Wow.
Throw dirt at them. That's what I'd like to do.
Something that actually should be good. ABC finally has announced a date for V.
Prime time
invasion.
About time, okay.
The reimagining of the 80s sci-fi miniseries, V, will invade the airwaves on Tuesday, November 3rd.
So okay, so set your DVRs.
It may be a little early for that.
No.
It's starring Loth, Elizabeth Mitchell, as an FBI counterterrorism agent. That's Juliet.
Right.
From Loth.
Uh-huh.
Lourdes Benedicto. She's been in tons of like DVD, TV stuff. So if you IMDb her, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's
her.
Laura Vandervoet, Kara from Smallville. You loved that.
Yeah, I did. Well, that's funny. Yeah, that is funny. It's a funny name. I love that.
Vandervoet.
I think everyone in America should be filmed saying it just because it would make great TV.
And Marina Baccarin from Firefly and Serenity fame with short hair, but she looks hot.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. So that's November who?
November 3rd.
Awesome. NASA's Kepler Space Telescope already made a discovery, and its science operations aren't even officially underway yet.
Good for it.
They put the telescope through a 10-day test after its March 6th launch, and it said it's working well. It's, the ability to detect changes in light has enabled scientists to determine that a planet orbiting a distant star has an atmosphere, shows only one side to its sun, and is so hot that it glows.
Whoa.
Kepler's ability to take measurements that precise at such a great distance, quote, proves we can find Earth-sized planets, says William Borucki, Kepler's principal science investigator. The scope is looking at thousands of stars in the vision field in the Milky Way on a 3.5-year mission to find planets the size of Earth and determine how common these planets are. And, you know, maybe we'll use that to get off the rock once we completely destroy this one.
Yeah, how long can it really be before we find intelligent life out there?
6 years.
Good enough estimate as any.
Awesome!
I'm not wearing any pants.
That's the wrong button. I'm glad you took that one. Wow. Welcome to a Wacky Monday.
Thanks for sticking with us, folks.
Appreciate it. You know, I'm not exactly my right frame of mind, but that's okay. Somebody cut my grass for me. GRD, licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop by iTunes, write a review while you're there. Subscribe, sing campfire songs. Have yourself a damn fine time. And please do, drop a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruiser, Frenchess, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
You love the toy doll G.I. Joe. You saw the movie G.I. Joe. Now see the big screen adventure based on another popular toy. It's Slinky, the movie.
All right, Slinky, you know the score. I need you to get the bad guys. Do it for America.
This piece of coiled metal doesn't take crap from anyone. Get ready for Slinky, the movie.
What is this thing? Walking end over end like giant caterpillar. Shoot it! You have defeated us, giant spring thing.
Great job, Slinky. You're a true American. Hey, where are you going? Come back. Oh, that thing just loves walking downstairs.
Slinky, the movie.
Walking end over end near you.
Everyone knows it's Slinky.